Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P. Jump on your bike.
So what's happening?
It's
Tuesday night.
Huh?
It's Tuesday night at 6 o'clock on the West Coast.
And Tuesday night, 8 o'clock in the Midwest.
Yeah, but you're already in the dark. I'm watching the sun go down.
Yeah, I am in the dark, and it's cold.
Warm today. Windy, but warm.
Yeah, it was rainy and damp. Windy and damp today. And then it started to dry up. I thought it would be warm, and not that much. Over the weekend, it was actually better, except for the wind.
Yeah. I got this sent to me today. I put it up in the chat room. But the Devil's Ride, the Laughing Devils, is fake or real? This guy has the answer. So I'm going to play this. He sent this to me today.
Okay.
Yes, this is regarding the Devil's Ride with the Laughing Devil. Because I was born and raised in San Diego, East County. People always question me, is it real or is it not? Well, to all you viewers out there, I hate to break your heart, let you down, but it's a fictional show. And, there's one upside to it. The Laughing Devil was not always fictional. In 2006, the club was established by Tommy, a.k.a. Gypsy, and Mike. Brother Mike. Mike left in 2009. He didn't like the direction the club was going, so he left the MC world altogether. And then there was Tommy. Tommy, eventually, he kind of, you know, I hate to put it this way, because he's my brother, you know. He kind of sold out, and he married a cop, and then he put the club out on the market or any type of production company to pick them up to start a show. And the Discovery Channel did pick up the show, and that's what happened. So he actually was not president, even in season one, but they actually had him as president. People ask me how I know this. I was on set, so I'm not going any further on that situation. But anyway, you got Sin Mob. Sin Mob was never, ever a motorcycle club. It was never an MC. It's a fictional club that the Discovery Channel came up with. And so the one thing I have a question is when they fight, I don't see any bumps, bruises, or blood. That's kind of funny to me. Now, come on now. You got Sandman with that little bat of his. He carries around. He beats up on walls and doors and stuff like that. You would think, you know, you would see a bump on somebody's head or some blood coming out of a nose, but you don't see any of that. Nobody's getting arrested. You got the cameras in the clubhouse. It's doing their dirt. They're airing their dirty laundry on television. Nobody's getting arrested. Come on. I mean, people that don't know about the motorcycle organization, the MC club, I mean, that's one thing, but there's people that know about the MC clubs and the organizations, and they still question it. Is it real or is it not? Of course it's not real. Who's going to bring cameras into a clubhouse and then talk about their business? Nobody does that. I mean, are you a crack? You don't do that. You don't do that. You can get killed doing something like that. You might as well just be a rat. The whole club's a rat. But just to let you know, go to AmericanLiveWire.com, AmericanLiveWire.com. If you want to know the true background of the Laughing Devils and the Mob, and the situation going on with Tommy, a.k.a. Gypsy, you go to AmericanLiveWire.com and put in Laughing Devil, Gypsy, Tommy. Doesn't matter what order you put it in. You're going to get all your questions answered there. And what happened was, a production company picked up the Laughing Devils, and they own the copyright, they own the name. They had pretty much came up with the name Thin Mob, so that's a fictional MC club that was never established. That's a fictional club, period. And they cannot wear their cuts offset. So I was born and bred here. I know everywhere they shoot. Everywhere they shoot on the set, on every episode, I know where it's at. I've been on the set. I've been there. And so, you know, it's a bunch of BS. But it's entertaining, and that's what you will see on the website. It said it's for entertaining purposes only. And the reason why they put that on the website is because there's a certain establishment here in San Diego where a one percenter approached three Laughing Devils. And he pretty much had his way with him. He assaulted him and robbed him, and he was arrested. The one percenter was arrested and was asked, why did he do it? And this is great. He said, I did it is because they can get away with it on television, so he thought he could get away with it in real life. So that was nice. And I guess they left three Laughing Devils in the corner with a bruised ego with their thumbs up their asses or something. Who knows what they're doing? Doing shots out of each other's belly buttons or something. I don't know. But, you know, it is an entertaining show because it's kind of ridiculous to see what doesn't happen in the real MC world of one percenters, wannabe one percenters. So just to let you know, I just thought I'd give you a heads up. And Tommy, hey, man, I just hope it didn't happen. I'm just hoping it didn't happen, brother. You know, because, hey, he's a good guy, real, stand up. Ex-Marine, if he did that, hey, he's already flying low under the radar right now. He's on the down low, people after him, and it kind of sucks if somebody framed him. If somebody, if you know what I mean, if you know what I'm talking about, framed you, you let me know. We'll, you know, take care of this. But I don't know what to say about that, but I don't want to talk. Good freaking day.
Well, what do you think of that?
Well, I knew I had to say this. I saw the show when it first came out, and I didn't care for it. I watched it in regards to some people that were on the show. Other than that, I won't do it. I won't watch it again. That's a joke.
All right. What about the East Coast?
What about us East Coasters? I don't watch that damn show at all.
Okay.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I couldn't even tell you what was on the last episode, because I refuse to watch any of it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you missed a person in there.
Well, I mean, no disrespect towards a few people that,
put it this. The people that were on that show, everybody got paid. What did that tell you?
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a matter of making money, you know. But the show itself, it just, I don't know, because, like, you look at that show, right, and you look at Sons of Anarchy. Sons of Anarchy clearly is defined as a drama. You watch it because you want to see who's screwing who next week. And it's clearly, like, soap operaed out. But that show there, it makes you think that it's real. It's reality. So then we got a bunch of, you know, screw nuts running around thinking they're a bunch of big badasses because they watch this show, and I don't go for that shit.
Yeah.
You know, if you want you want to be a badass, get yourself on The Deadliest Catch. Then we'll talk about being a badass. You can laugh now,
articles.
But I've been watching this stuff for the past couple hours.
All right. There's three articles that came out that I posted. They'll be up tonight at midnight. But it details everything and tells you who's who and what's where and what's going on with those clowns up to date. But, I had people asking me about that stuff at work today. I was like, nah, don't even want to waste my time.
Just ridiculous.
That's a joke, actually. But, you know, with the one that I wasn't sure if I'd be able to see the repeat on, I actually taped it and didn't realize it until I went and watched it. I'm like, oh, yeah, he was the only one that made the show. I mean, the rest of it was a joke.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that went on over there that shouldn't have went on. And where I go and what I do, if we were doing a gun deal in a parking lot with the license plate showing, we'd all be going to jail.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. But the only thing that came out of this season that was any good was this right here. Let me play this and I'll be right back. Picked up again.
Well,
he has to realize it's just like the Sons of Anarchy. When they're done doing the filming, all the props go back to the prop department.
Yeah.
Everything goes back to the prop department.
It's called reality versus fiction.
Yep. But I got this one now. This guy here, he was holding up a sign that says speed trap, about four blocks away from a speed trap, and it's not illegal to do that. But this cop pulls up and tries to bluff and threaten the piece, and threaten this guy with an arrest. Check this out.
Sure. You know you can go to jail for that, right?
No.
Really?
No, I'm just trying to slow people down.
Why?
Because it's dangerous
to
speed.
Well, that's my job, sir. Do you have your ID with you?
Do I need to have my ID with me?
I'm sorry?
Do I need to have my ID with me?
Yeah, so I can know who you are.
Have I done anything wrong?
Sir, I'm asking you a question.
Am I free to go?
Sir?
Am I free to go?
Of course you are.
Am I detained? Am I detained?
Really, sir?
Am I detained?
I see your camera.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're doing?
No.
Is that what you're doing?
No.
Is that what you... Okay.
Am I free to go?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
That's how you do it.
Yep.
You get that, Stacy?
Yeah.
That's
why?
How you do it.
That's how I do it. That's how we roll.
How you do it, exactly. He didn't know what to say to him.
The new episode next Tuesday of Deadliest Catch is on, you know, 10 o'clock. I have to DVR. That's my show right there. I love them. Those are some badass men right there. No, hands down. Them boys, they got it going on. Yeah. I would love to go do what they do. Give me 3 days out in that damn ocean catching those Ophelia. I'd be like, damn straight. That's some money. Okay. I had my little bitch fest. I'm done now.
Yeah, there's just all kinds of crazy shit going on out there right now.
Where, out in the California area? Yeah.
Here's a guy that gets arrested for asking police questions. Listen to this.
You.
Yeah, I'm in the fab right now. For two officers, they said that I was stopped for 4614, a music violation. I will go ahead and point this camera out at them. We got one in the SUV, got one in the police car. Looks like he's going to be writing me a citation for it. The officer right there. When he comes back, I'll go ahead and I'll ask him questions about this because I was cited before. And I actually contacted the ACLU about this in the state of Georgia. And they pretty much told me that we're going to be moving forward with a lawsuit.
Well, anyway, this kid, basically he was found not guilty.
And did I hear that right? He was pulled over for a radio violation?
Yeah, music. Yeah, in ocean, out here where I live, they used to, like 10, 15 years ago, they used to rip the stereo out of your dashboard.
Well, for what? For what reason?
Music was too loud.
Oh, my God. I'm never going to California. I'm always bumping my system. Oh, my God. I have to have loud music. As a matter of fact, somebody asked me how I would ever survive driving a motorcycle. I'm like, yeah, that's what they got those little ear things for. Said plug right into the...
That's actually a violation, too, out here. You get a ticket for that. It's $257.
That's probably a violation out here because you're not supposed to drive with that shit, but I can't go music-free. I'm sorry. I'm just like that.
Yep. There's another guy got... 75 years in prison for videotaping the police.
What?
How many years?
75 years.
Anybody 75 years?
Yeah, here. All right, check out.
This dude?
75 years behind bars. A prison sentence that long is rarely handed down, and it's usually just for murderers or rapists. But a local man faces 75 years in prison for a nonviolent crime. What he's accused of doing is something many people have done, but most don't realize it's actually illegal.
Let him go!
What you're witnessing is now against the law in some states. This is also becoming illegal, as well as this.
Don't tase me, bro!
These infamous scenes are being banned in more and more states. The police in these recordings are not necessarily the ones breaking the law. It's the people recording the police. Recording audio of law enforcement without their consent is considered a crime in a dozen states, including Illinois.
This sounds like a plot in a movie. To call what I did a crime is ridiculous.
Michael Allison publicly recorded law enforcement in Robinson, Illinois. Now he's charged with 5 felonies with up to 15 years in prison for each count. That's a total of 75 years if convicted.
75 years in prison. And it's just so unbelievable.
Allison could spend the rest of his life behind bars. The 42-year-old is out on bail preparing to stand trial. The crime he's accused of? Eavesdropping.
This doesn't make any sense. And for one thing, the statute, as it's written, can be interpreted any which way.
Illinois is one of the states applying old eavesdropping and wiretapping statutes to new technologies like cell phones or anything else that records audio. Those laws technically make it illegal to record on-duty law enforcement officials without their consent. The penalty for that crime here in Illinois is the same as rape.
They're actually trying to say that I have committed a crime, and it's a class 1 felony.
That's bad as rape.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
It is extremely serious offense.
Chapin Rose worked as a prosecutor in nearby Coles County a few years ago. Rose saw the problems with Illinois' eavesdropping law as new recording technologies came along.
It dawned on me at the time that, this is, going to get crazy. But
now Michael Allison is heading to trial for recording on-duty law enforcement officials in public. Similar cases across the country have ended with the charges being reduced or dropped. Allison is being prosecuted by Crawford County State's Attorney Tom Wiseman. Wiseman refused to talk to us about this case or the eavesdropping law.
They're using it as written and as applied as a shield law to protect public officials from any kind of public scrutiny.
As a prosecutor, I like having that evidence.
Former prosecutor Chapin Rose says recordings can prove or disprove accusations of wrongdoing to protect citizens as well as police officers.
There are some that just don't like the idea of having to deal with it. I mean, they want, the first thing you're taught in police academy is being in control of the situation.
Rose has since become a state representative and has tried to legalize audio recordings. He introduced a bill to try to overturn Illinois' eavesdropping law, but the bill died in committee.
The law is the law now, and I didn't have any real support to change it. I just thought for the general safety of the public, police officer safety, it'd be nice to have some bright line rules for the when-where recording. Never got any support on it.
The law is affecting Michael Allison because he recorded police when they'd stopped by his mother's house where he repaired old cars.
I wanted to document my own words and any evidence of any kind of threats, harassment, intimidation.
Officers said his unregistered cars violated a local ordinance. They eventually fined Allison and confiscated his cars. Allison went to the Robinson Police Department with his recorder in hand. He told Chief Bill Ackman, seen here in this file video, that his officers selectively and illegally enforced the ordinance. Allison eventually filed a lawsuit. Allison thinks that's why he was denied a court reporter during his ordinance hearing. So Allison told the judge he would record the hearing himself for documentation. Police later confiscated Allison's recorder. They also arrested him on 5 felony eavesdropping charges for everything he had recorded.
The first time in my entire life I'd ever been arrested or accused of a crime or anything.
Chief Ackman never returned our calls about arresting Allison on eavesdropping charges. While we were recording video inside the courthouse for this report, a sheriff's deputy came out of a courtroom and asked us why we were recording.
Doesn't matter.
My response you just heard in that off-camera conversation is the only audio we can play for you. Our lawyers advised us not to let you hear the deputy because we didn't have his consent to record him. It's the same law that got Michael Allison arrested. It's not just Allison. A similar situation happened to another Illinois man. This YouTube video shows Chicago police arresting Christopher Drew for selling art without a permit. Drew also had an audio recorder in his pocket, but never had the consent of police to record their comments. Now, Drew is heading to trial for eavesdropping and could go to prison for what you just saw. The Illinois eavesdropping statute actually protects police, whether it's dash cam videos or even sting operations. The state law allows police officers to record citizens without their consent.
If you turn on a recorder to record the exact same conversation that they are recording, you're considered a felon, and they're protected by the statute.
All these police officers who were recorded tasing, punching, or shoving unarmed citizens, none of them served any prison time. The California police officer who shot this man in the back and killed him, he's serving 2 years in prison. But Michael Allison, who recorded law enforcement officials in public without their consent, he faces up to 75 years in prison.
By me going through it, is going to help other people in Illinois and possibly other states across the country that are dealing with the same situation. By going as far as what it has, it may be the opportunity to defeat the statute. If they was to find me guilty on all five counts for 75 years, I think that the headlines for that would be very telling.
One headline for that verdict might read, "Go to prison if you record police without their consent." Michael Allison has a pretrial hearing for the eavesdropping charges tomorrow morning. That's when his trial date is expected to be set. A week...
What do you think of that?
I want to know how much time he got.
Well, he goes to trial tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, here's
unbelievable.
Here's another one. Police officers, pay attention. We can film you.
You've seen them on the news, you can see them on YouTube, videos of police in action taking down a suspect. Sometimes they do it legally, sometimes the video shows rights being violated. A case in Atlanta is highlighting the growing tension between police and citizens armed with cell phones. Sonny Hostin is on the case for us. Sonny, good to see you.
Good to see you, Randy.
Atlanta police actually stopped a man from taking pictures of an arrest. They took his camera phone and told him that he had no right to record them, and the police were wrong on this, right?
They were wrong, and they were wrong to the tune of $40,000 in damages, mm-hmm. which is what they're going to have to pay that gentleman. Interestingly enough, Randy, he's a member of Cop Watch, which was an organization that was started in about 1990 in Berkeley, California, and the goal of the organization is to do just that. Film police activity to sort of try to avoid wrongdoing by the police, and that is the guy who got his phone taken away from him.
Yet this wasn't even a questionable arrest, right?
Oh no, not at all. I mean, apparently he was filming police activity. It was a public area. He had his cell phone camera, which so many citizens, so many of us have. And the police officer really took the phone, yanked his arm, and then, I guess, deleted the images that were on the cell phone. So on all accounts, just inappropriate conduct by the police department.
Yeah, I guess they wouldn't give it back to him until they got his passwords, delete those images. But is there a lesson here, I guess, the question is, for other police departments?
Well, certainly. I think the lesson is that police departments need to know that citizens can film their activity if it is taking place in a public on a public property, public site. That is what we are allowed to do. Of course, you are not allowed to interfere with the police activity. You're not allowed to interfere with them doing their job. You shouldn't compromise an undercover investigation. But what we've done here is completely appropriate, and I think police departments across the country need to watch out and behave, because there are cell phones in almost everyone's hands today.
All right, let's get to this other issue. This Maryland judge.
Yep, that's it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. Oh, well, now, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but IRS is now scoping out the social networks, the social sites, because they're trying to catch people that would openly admit on cheating on doing their taxes. Are you serious?
Well, you know, what kind of idiot would even put something like that on a social
media network? Wait a minute. Rethink what you just said.
Well, yeah, I mean, normal folks don't just say, I just cheated the IRS out of money. You know, I mean,
no.
You know what? If a person's going to do that, then they deserve what they got coming to them. That's just stupidity.
Exactly. Well, I mean, you know, this is how I look at it. If somebody's going to openly say that they, you know, did cheating on their taxes to get more money or whatever the case may be, that's, they're just about as stupid as the one that puts threats out on people. Same thing.
Yeah.
You know, anybody that's stupid enough and doesn't think that, you know, nobody watches. Everybody watches the social networks or websites. Sorry.
Hey, there's a guy here dying to say something.
Okay.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up.
They're screwing with me already, these fucking clowns. There we go.
Q Howard. I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the streets. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
There you go.
I'll tell you what. It's real. It's unbelievable. Did you know that in New York, if you own a firearm and have taken antidepressants for any period of time at all, you should have gotten or will be getting a letter telling you that you need to surrender both your firearms and your license to own them.
Did you know that if you go to the VA and you get on put any kind of medication, that's the first question they ask you?
Yes.
And for those people out, for those people out there that don't think it's real,
I'll answer the question. You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth.
That's the VA guy.
can't handle the truth.
But to go into what I was going to talk about, but somebody asked me to replay this one, so I'm going to play this, and then I'll go into what I was going to talk about today.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pocket. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interests. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long, where they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Okay. So, anybody want to comment on that?
Well,
okay, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
What's your idea of the American dream?
Well, you know, if you go by what I was raised with, you know, typical house, white picket fence, dog in the yard, 2.5 kids, you know, you're running around looking like...
Explain to me how you get 2.5 kids.
Because there's always room, hey, something either happens, you land up with the third one or something happens, you know?
Okay, go ahead.
It is what it is. Yeah, but that doesn't exist no more. That's days gone by.
Yep. What about you, Nora? Nora?
It just all makes me sick. You know, we're at a stage in life that we're damned if we do, damned if we don't. Doesn't matter if we have or have not. You know, it is what it is, and
The haves are turning into the have-nots now.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they're so much more of a chokehold. I mean, the insane thing is I see things and read things that, you know, the government's supposedly be going at, you know, Bible thumpers now. They're supposed to target police in different states, Colorado and that, if they don't follow the gun ban, you know, or what is to take place. I mean,
hey,
what is it coming to?
There's a link on my blog about all the 50 states, the sheriff's departments that will not enforce that.
Yeah.
No, the cops are all against it. I was listening to some shit on that today. And, you know, if people were smart, I seen the show this weekend about this dude. He builds bunkers underground in your backyard. These things are like condo style. Get yourself a bunker, put your shit on in it, and be ready. That's it.
Yeah.
There is no more, you know, bullshit. You're either going to be ready or you're not. You know, that's it.
Well, you know, I'm not a Bible thumper by any means. And, you know, I was baptized Catholic, that kind of thing. And, you know, people always look to the fact of at some point it was to be predicted we would have a president that people would look at as an antichrist. Okay, and like I said, I'm not a Bible thumper. But what would you call Obama?
I mean, give a shit, because once again, you can't mix religion and state. He could worship the golden goddamn calf. The bottom line to it is that Congress makes your fucking rules, and if Congress lets this slide, then they fucked up. They all need to be voted out of their seats.
Yeah, but who's going to do it?
They're talking about filibustering, am I saying that word right? If the president should push the issue. And,
right.
You know, the religious zealots of the world, they can all get together and stand on their little soapboxes and cry, we the people. But the bottom line to it is going to be the shit that goes down in Congress, and that's
it.
Oh,
I understand, and I agree with you. You know, I do. But if you look at the other aspect side of it, you know, look at what Obama is trying to achieve. He's another Hitler. Duh. You know, I mean, let's stranglehold the whole, you know, the world is what he's trying to do.
I beg to differ with you on that, Nora. In large ways. Large ways. But that would take me all night to get into detail. If people want to go on this let's bash the president thing, go right ahead, because he's not the one that makes all the rules. Your Congress does. He's people's scapegoat is what he is. Now,
no, I understand that. But if he sends $380 million to Egypt for their military, what the fuck do they need our money for? Egypt is their own country.
It's called the cost of war. When you go in and destroy another person's country, you're going to rebuild it. We haven't gone in and destroyed anything.
Why is Obama giving them $380 million?
What are you talking about?
Obama gave Egypt $380 million for their military. For what?
Yeah. For what? Maybe you need to. I wish my friend would call in, because she's married to an Egyptian man. She's married to a damn good Muslim man. And here's the thing. The people in Egypt protect their people and the American people who are over there as asses against the Taliban and several different other institutions.
You guys know who Dr. Ruth is?
Yeah.
Yes.
She was in their army. She was a trained sniper.
The thing is that Egypt, they don't want no harm coming to their country neither, because without the Americans, they don't make money. See, the Americans go visit their pyramids and the Sphinx and all that other stuff going on over there. So when they have problems like Taliban and all this other bullshit trying to, you know, creep on back into their country, that's where all this other stuff comes in play. And I'm sorry, it's, you know, the money goes where the money goes, and that's fucking it. More American people need to get off their goddamn ass, you know, because everybody's looking for a fucking handout. And you know what? I see more and more in this area, and this area is in a massive recession, but within the last couple of weeks, I see more and more help wanted signs in places. So that tells me, upon conversation of me and my friends, that business is beginning to come back, or at least beginning to get on the grandstand here, you know?
Yeah,
and I just, people bitch about all kinds of money leaving the goddamn country, but you know what? That's the cost of war. People bitch they wanted friggin' the people over there in the Muslim countries dead, so we sent our fucking troops over there. Now the price of fucking war and glory, it's going to get us. And that's just the way it is. And if people don't like it, that's too fucking bad, man, because that's the way it goes. One hand washes the freaking other. You're going to come in and seek and destroy a country. Be prepared for everybody's bankroll to go into that country once it's done. And it doesn't matter what kind of freaking mess was made. Vietnam's a prime example. We just did Vietnam again with all this desert bullshit.
Yeah,
you know, that was history repeating itself once again. But as for saying the president's a dictator, that's a joke. That's just like when they the thing that goes on Facebook with there's a saying put out and they attach Hitler to it and Obama. And if you look it up, first of all, Hitler didn't say exactly the way Facebook has it said. And second of all, Obama never said it. And it's a joke. It's a goddamn joke. Fucking people on Facebook are nothing but a bunch of goddamn sheep. If they see one thing, oh, that's it. Don't bother to educate yourself on the matter. Just go with what Facebook says, because as we know, Facebook runs the fucking world. Don't
no,
get me going.
Not everybody on Facebook is a sheep.
Hey, and
yeah.
You know what? And you know what? What you just said, I commend you on saying, you know why? Because people cannot.
You can't handle the truth.
That's, man, I'll tell you what, I'm like this with my friends. I'm the friend that turns around and says, yo, that dress is ugly and makes you look like a 300-pound hippo. I don't got no problems with speaking the truth. I say it as it is. And if you don't fucking like it, man, turn and walk away. There's a whole bunch of friggin' sidewalk for you to be stepping on. You know, and that is as real as it gets. You know, all these people, they hate this president, hate that president, hate this congresswoman, hate that congressman. You know what? You don't like the way the country's running, get up, vote, and make some freaking change. Otherwise, shut the fuck up, because I'm tired of listening to you.
It's what I said. It's what I said when it was in November. If you don't vote, shut the fuck up.
And you know what? People can say anything they want about me. I don't care. My daughter's in the military. I'm a proud mother. That we have a big military family. I've got uncles that have gone to Korea, uncles that have died because of Agent Orange in Vietnam. And I have an uncle, rest his soul, now he was in the Battle of the Bulge in World War II. So if people want to talk military politics with me, bring it on, because there's not much that I did not sit around a table with adults and a bunch of men fighting over this, that, and the other when it comes to war stories. You know?
Well, you know, it's like this too. If you live in the United States, you should know that what has changed with the Patriot Act, the NDAA, the Cybersecurity Bill, and our elected senators and representatives working to destroy parts of the Bill of Rights. The NDAA is just stupid. It sounds like something China and Iran would have. It strips you of your right to freedom from arrest without due cause, due process, and the right to face your accuser. But this guy here says it all. I want you guys to listen to this, and then I'll tell you who it is after, or you'll probably figure it out once you hear him talk.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Those words mean to you. To me, they say, thank you, America, for your strength, for your courage, and for our freedom, which has been a beacon to the world for 200 years.
From the United States of America.
bright stars are 50 states, each bearing its own stamp of individuality. People, 200 million strong. People who have come to work from all corners of the earth. A land of laws, an ingenious system of checks and balances that allows no man to become a tyrant and lets no group prevail if their power is not tempered with a real concern for the governed. A land where the right of dissent and free speech is jealously guarded, where the ballot box is the sword and the people its wielder.
One nation.
A land where freedom of worship is the cornerstone of her being. A land graced with temples and churches, synagogues and altars that rise in profusion to embrace all the religions of the world. A land forged by the hot steel of raw courage, conformed forever by the awful crucible, civil war. In pursuit of an honest life will not be denied his chance, where her citizens move freely within her vast borders without hindrance or fear. A land brimming with opportunity, where freedom of choice is the guideline for all.
Justice.
The courts of our land are open to all. Its wheels of justice grind for all causes, all people. They look to every avenue for justice, every concern of the law, and they temper their reasoning with mercy for all.
Sounds like John Wayne. Sounds like John Wayne.
John Wayne. But let me ask all you people this, including you guys. Do you really know what the pledge means? Or do you think it's just something you say every day or now and then? Is it just a bunch of words? Well, millions of people have died for those words, and they died for you. You have a lot of nice things that would not be possible without the military covering our backs.
I'm fully aware of that. And I have no problem thanking a veteran.
Yep, that's the truth right there.
You know, there's another guy. He was talking about the Democrats. I think you guys will enjoy this.
And let me ask you this. Do you think Jimmy is roaming around the White House tonight trying to find a meatloaf to warm himself up on?
I don't think the card is eating meatloaf.
Who the hell are they? They're only from Georgia. Oh, let me tell you something. I am so sick of Washington and all its works and all them politicians down there and them congressmen. And the congressman, boy. I'll bet you won't find none of them congressmen signing down air electric blankets tonight. Which if they did, their secretaries would get up and go home. Oh, Reedus, the Democrats is doing the whole Democrats. And you put them in there. That's the face you had on you when you come back in the polls. Well, the Democrats' way of running this country is to go tell us all how we ought to make sacrifices. God, they're great on that stuff. But they're all going to have us over the hill to the poorhouse. We ain't going to be able to drive over there because we ain't got no gas, so we're going to have to walk it.
The Reader's Digest says walking is very good for you.
Oh, ain't that lovely. The Reader's Digest can always put a little joy into poverty. This is my whole pain. My whole pain is this whole thing with the energy and everything. This is all a conspiracy. Don't you know that? It's a conspiracy there. Listen, for years, all our lives, they've been telling us to go out and buy stuff that use energy. You know, all electrical stuff. Like electric toasters, electric ovens, electric stove. Electric stereo, electric TV, electric race, electric hair blower, electric knives, electric every damn thing. Not to mention the cars. And now, after all the big corporations there make the billions and billions of dollars worth of profits, signals, wham, they're changed. And after telling promise for years that we can't live without this junk. Now they tell us that we gotta live without it. The country is going straight into the dumper.
That's 40 years ago.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Archie and Ava Funker.
Yeah.
I love that show.
I grew up with that show.
I think we all did.
Yeah. Except I had a Democrat family. So some of the things he said always went over real well.
Bring my wagons to be shot up by the goddamn bulls.
Oh, you're going to look awfully silly with that knife sticking up your ass.
But, no. Crazy.
I just think, you know, before people worry about all the money going overseas to countries we've destroyed, they should worry more about all the illegal aliens eating up our Medicaid, Medicare, food stamp program, whatever you want to call it, welfare program, that initially was meant for the citizens of this country to be able to get back up on their feet. Kind of like one hand gives it.
Something should have been done about that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew what was going on. They let them come over, and here you get to live for, what, 7-10 years
free? I don't believe in the freebies, you know?
No, I don't either.
You don't need money to settle down here. You don't need insurance. You don't need all this other crapola that's handed out to you. You need to pay, just like every other person does. Pay your way, and that's it.
I mean, that's what gets me so mad. It's if you take one person that comes from a different country and they have 7 to 10 years and not paying taxes or anything like that, they get a business. And then, say, so many years, you know, they're getting tired of it or whatever the case may be. And then they have another family member take over.
Perfect.
How much more is it supposed to go?
Perfect example. The cat that just won the Powerball, okay? Was from the Dominican Republic.
Right.
He was from the Dominican Republic, okay?
Yeah.
He had opened up a little bodega store, you know, little odds and ends, bread, milk, candy. He took that lump sum of money there, took the lump sum where they give you the one check, and was heading back to the Dominican Republic. He's going to live very large for the rest of his life. Not that he wouldn't live large here in the United States, but figure that money's worth three times as much down there. And to me, I'm like, well, that's a kick in the pants. You came over here, wanted your whatever, visa
business.
To stay or green card, however
whatever.
It goes, and you win the Powerball, and you go back to the country that you left to make money. You know, see, that's the shit I don't go for. Okay, you made that money, now put some revenue back into this country.
Yeah.
You know, it just, yeah, that's the way I look at things, man, and people just don't, you know, people bitch about, okay, we've got homeless sleeping on the streets and poverty. Get off your ass and go work at a soup kitchen. Spread the friggin' word around that there's a place to get a meal, there's a place to lay your head down, et cetera, et cetera. Start your own thing going. You know, too many handouts and not enough. Yeah, we understand you're down and out, but, you know, it's time to shit or get off the pot. You know, you need to put your head on straight and do a lifestyle change, not just a temporary change. You know, because, I mean, in the end, only the strong are going to survive anyways. And people just need to get their heads on straight. And they don't. They're lazy motherfuckers. They'd rather sit on their ass playing video games or, you know, hanging on to Facebook, who's gossiping about who and who's bullying who and who's going to get over on who. I can't stand that shit. I just can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They need to get their heads on straight. For real. There's more to life than just video games, social networking, and riding on the coattails of others.
You know, and there's this guy here. He's dying to say something.
Oh, shit. What'd you say? I love you. I don't know if I love you, but you sound like somebody I could love. Drunk and horny. And I love that. Oh, it seems to me this whole world's gone crazy. There's too much hate and killing going on. But when I see the bare chest of a woman, my worries and my problems are all gone. No one thinks of fighting when they see a topless girl. Maybe if you would show yours too, we could save the world. Show them to me. Show them to me. Unclasp the bra and set those puppies free. They look a whole lot better without that sweater, baby. I'm sure you'll agree. Baby, you got two thumbs there. God bless you, Lana. Show them to me. Said your boobs ain't bad, they're just a little long. Show them to me. Show them to me. Lift up your shirt and let the whole world see. Just this wrong, show your clothes and a happy man I'll be. If you got dos chichis, which is Spanish for two titties, and I think we just all do Spanish titties. Show them to me. I've met a lot of them, but never one I've hated. Even if you've had 13 kids and you think they look deflated, there's no such thing as a bad breast. I believe this much is true. You're a big fat man, I'm a titty fan, and I'd love to see yours too.
Guys are playing with us again with the server.
Are they really?
Yeah, that's why I'm doing that.
But go ahead.
You know what I'm going to worry about for the next 10 years?
What's that?
How exactly I'm going to get to Dutch Harbor to see all them boats.
Okay.
From the Deadliest Catch, dude.
I'm fucking new. Next 10 years for me? do biking on the road. Anything else? I'll just take a toothbrush because everything else I can buy.
There you go. That works.
But yeah, I was gonna go into this earlier, but I was waiting for a couple people to show up. But in California, we got this Senate Bill 435. And what I'm gonna tell you, this clears up all the misconceptions. But this is the future, because we're gonna be hunted and harassed. All the beach cities in California do this already. So when funds are low, they're looking for ways to raise them, and the general public doesn't care, we're a target. I see it as two-sided. There's dipshits that crank their pipes at 3 a.m., get up to go to work and let their bike idle for 10 minutes with straight pipes. You know what? I don't like that shit either. I barely sleep as it is. I coast my thunderheader to the main street before 8 a.m. I coast in late at night. Some people are fucking stupid and we're all going to pay the price. But due to the many false reports and misconceptions about SB 435, it looks like it's time to clear the misunderstandings and false impressions people have concerning SB 435 and the Beta California's role in shaping this bill. Contrary to all the rumors, Beta California did not roll over on SB 435 and, in fact, was the only major motorcycle rights organization to oppose SB 435 until June 28, 2010, when it was heard in the Assembly Transportation Committee. At the hearing, last-minute resistance was offered by other groups who showed up to testify in opposition. And a few other groups and individuals continued to oppose the bill as it made its way back to the Senate and the governor's desk, where it was eventually signed, because Arnold Schwarzenegger fucked us on the way out. But he rides with straight pipes too, that prick. So this is what's happened with SB 435. This is how things really transpired. First, it was introduced on February 26, 2009, by Fran Pavley out of Agoura Hills, which, by the way, that bitch won again for another 4 years. It is a bill to institute biennial smog checks for motorcycles. After rigorous opposition, it was turned into a two-year bill and allowed to pass out of the Senate with provision that Senator Pavley amend the bill and remove the smog check language. In Senator Pavley's own words, "Lobbyists killed my smog bill on the Senate floor." According to the record, reflects several amendments which were offered by the bill author after she amended it from a smog check bill into an EPA noise label matchup bill. The bottom line here in California, motorcyclists will not be burdened with unwarranted and restrictive smog checks bill, thanks to the determined efforts. No smog checks for motorcycles in California. Moreover, in final version of the bill, which is signed into law, all motorcycles currently on the road up to model year 2013, listen to me very carefully, 2013, are grandfathered in. Get that?
Yep.
Because they were able to achieve this on behalf of the 800,000 registered motorcycle owners in the state. Just guessing, I would estimate that this will save the average owner with aftermarket pipes at least $600 to $1,000. On June 28th, the version SB 435 passed out of assembly and is the one which basically was signed into law by the governor. With just a few weeks prior notice, they were able to mobilize and meet the threat posed by the amended bill. It called for the imposition of 1983 EPA noise level matchup language that has been in effect at the federal level for 27 years. In addition, it called for a $300 fine, a moving violation, point any driving record, and would have allowed any law enforcement officer, including meter maids, to cite motorcycles, even if the motorcycle was parked. They got that from some guys in Boston. But they got defeated, because I don't know if you heard about that, Stacy, but if your bike was parked on the street in Boston,
yep. You
guys were on the street and bent over and looked at your pipe for an EPA sticker, and they couldn't find it, they put a $300 ticket on your bike.
Oh, yeah. We're good for stuff like that.
Yeah. One of the amendments. Go ahead.
I mean, we got some high standards, too, like on emissions for cars and stuff. You know, they're just constantly looking for something for you to either pay more out on or pay a ticket, you know, so.
Well, I don't know. I was paying $38 a year to register my El Camino.
Yeah.
And now with the way the taxes and all this shit, it went to $147, I think. Yeah, $147.
Wow.
Yep. But it both, Well, anyway, they want to be offered what was FAE J2825 developed by the American Motorcycle Association. Incidentally, was lobbying to get SAE J25 introduced into SB435, that is, bullet that California's motorcyclists were able to dodge. In a test performed, personnel certified in the J2825 testing procedure, virtually aftermarket set of pipes failed the test, which leads us to those of us in California have little faith in J2825's objective standards. However, J2825 would have led to roadside testing and every county and city with officers equipped with decibel meters will be pulling over and citing motorcyclists, given the sorry state of the budget in California. Got to take a hard look at 2825 before signing on to that program. One more time. It will increase roadside checks. This is really what we want or need. It can be plainly seen that the final version of SB 435 was substantially altered. The effective date of imposition of SB 435 was rolled back to 2013, and all motorcycles currently on the road are grandfathered in. Additionally, they changed it from a moving violation to a fix-it ticket, and was dropped to a $50 fine from $300. It's a secondary violation, meaning that it can't be primary reason for an enforcement stop, which also the first of this year, motorcycle checkpoints. They can't do those either, but they found ways to do stupid other shit. I'll go into that in a minute. The bill hearing that we simply did not have the votes to kill the bill. While there were some in the ranks of the organization that wished to pursue a hardline stance, both from our political action committee determined that we would pursue the course of seeking to modify the bill. In this, we were successful given the concessions that were achieved. Had we followed a hardline approach and simply hoped we would defeat SB 435 in committee, we would be facing far different reality than we are today, which could have been smog. Taking your bike down to smog your motorcycle. I can't believe that. But there's morning quarterbacks regarding SB 435. Is confident we achieved the best possible outcome for California motorcycle community that was possible given the difficult circumstances we faced. The last two items on the topic are that this bill is likely to have the unintended consequence of driving up to the fair market price for pre-2013 used motorcycles due to the fact that they are grandfathered in. Another consequence is the state facing similar issues should be aware of the 2013 date, which is extended to a lot of manufacturers to comply. But we still have, it's already here, but other states facing similar legislation will not have the same grace period if this legislation should come up in their respective states after January 2013. I haven't heard of any yet, but it's probably going to be coming.
I can believe that.
Yeah. Because I got pulled over, and I have Fran's husband, Fran, are certified to check your motorcycle for sound testing.
Yeah, well, check this out. Like, the city that's next to me, Fall River, it only had a few motorcycle cops, the traditional white bikes with, you know, the double-breasted black leather vest
right. That
they would wear in their boots, little hat and those wonderful glasses. Yesterday, not yesterday, day before, I'm coming up the main avenue in Fall River, and I had to do, like, a triple take because four brand-new Harley-Davidsons with four men that match these black and gold Harley-Davidsons from helmet to feet, it looked like the damn Chips Patrol had landed in the city, and I was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah,
because
you know, it's the same thing I asked them this question all the time when I see their helmets.
Yeah.
In California, if you put anything more than a quarter inch sticking out of your helmet, in other words, you drill a hole in, you know how some of them guys put the spikes on their helmets?
Yeah.
You can't do that because it ruins the integrity of the helmet, as they say.
Right.
But these guys, they get the helmets out of the box, they get fitted, then they take them off, they send them out to get painted and drill a hole in them, put a microphone on it.
Uh-huh. Well, what's good for them is always good for them, but not good for us, you know? But I wondered to myself, why did the city need more motorcycle police on top of the few we have, you know? And it just, it was very odd seeing that. And these were younger guys, too, because the guys who drove the traditional white bikes have been the same group of dudes for the last 25 years. These were young bucks on these things. And I'm just trying to figure out what exactly they're going to do with these chip patrols.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'd like to send them to California. You guys are all used to that stuff out there.
Nah. It's like this. If they pull you over for a pipe ticket here, they have to have a meter.
Because they don't have... The only type that I see security checkpoints actually go into play is usually on the main interstate, which is 95, north and south. And the only reason why they have those there, it's usually New Year's Eve. It's some holiday that consists of massive amounts of drinking. But they're doing car checks on top of motorcycle checks. You know, I don't know. I'm sure towards New Hampshire where Laconia is, where they do bike week, et cetera, I'm sure during that time there must be
checkpoints. That's coming up, right?
Yeah, it's Father's Day, the week of Father's Day, or the weekend of Father's Day.
Somebody sent me an email asking me about if there's going to be cops and everything there.
What kind of jackass would send you an email like that? Wherever there's a biker, there's a cop. That's instant rule of thumb. And if you got three bikers, you're looking at possibly an arrest. You know? Boy, oh boy. Please tell me you don't know this person personally.
No. Just send me an email.
Oh, my God. But, you know, I mean, to
he said
say
he didn't
that...
See any- blog yet, so we wanted to know.
Good Lord. They're getting stupider by the dozen. Well, anyways, that stuff probably takes place up in New Hampshire, but where I live, I just don't see it. So every time you guys talk about motorcycle checkpoints and stuff, it's just like, God, it makes me want to cringe because, you know, it's been going on for years your way, and then I see these brand-new wannabe badasses on these brand-new bikes, and I'm thinking to myself, is this what's getting ready to take place down here? You know? So, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got pulled over by the highway patrol last summer. A woman.
Yeah.
Driving. They have women driving pickup trucks. And usually they stop the truckers. But I guess it was, I don't know. I don't know what I did. I don't remember exactly what I did. I think I was going 5 or 7 miles over the speed limit. Anyway, I seen her coming in the mirror, so I slowed down. I pulled over, and then I pulled on the off ramp.
Yeah.
And she got out of the truck. I stayed on my bike. I let her tell me to turn it off. She asked me to get off the bike, so I put the kickstand down, I got off. She asked me for my license, registration, and proof of insurance. So I handed her a billfold that we get from Shapiro and Leventhal. They're little black two-fold things. You open up, and one side's got the clear thing for your license, they can see your license, and the other one's got for your insurance stuff.
Yeah.
So I handed her that, but I forgot to look in it, because that was when I just came back from Vegas, and I had all those support stickers in there.
Nice.
And she went to the truck, and I knew what she did. She read my license, and she ran the numbers, and she didn't see anything, so she came back. And she said, I want to commend you. And I said, for what? And she said, pulling over safely. Off the
Why
freeway.
Wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
A lot of people pull right over on the side of the freeway. I pulled to the off-ramp.
Oh, okay.
I pulled over on the off-ramp. So she proceeded to ask me where I was going. I told her to work. She said, slow down. Yes, ma'am. Off I went.
Wow.
Like Bill says, you have 30 to 45 seconds to see how it's going to go.
Yep. That's the truth.
And I didn't answer any questions until basically she told me she wasn't going to give me a ticket. Then I answered her questions. Otherwise, I would answer the question with a question.
Yep. That's what I do. gets me in trouble, though, 90% of the time. I need to do what Bill always says to do. Shut my freaking mouth.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's like the one thing they don't like is a police officer's worst nightmare is a well-informed citizen who knows their rights.
Yep.
I need to hear these three sentences. Am I free to go? I do not consent to a search, and I'm going to remain silent.
That's the truth.
Because, you know, you're not allowed, before you're not allowed not to tell or talk to police officer, you must tell the police officer, I'm going to remain silent and keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, and then they get all freaking tongue-tied once they get you down into the little hick. Well, not out your way, but down my way. They get you out into the little hick police station, and you're telling them you're not saying a damn thing, you want a lawyer. And they look at you, and they say, are you really going to do this to us tonight?
Yeah.
And you just turn around and say, yep, you might as well just put me in the cage till court in the morning, and that's it. Yeah, they try to get all nicey-nice with you once they've got you out of the car and have taken your picture and printed you digitally, and, you know, that's when they lay on the charm. And it's like, fuck that.
They usually ask you, do you know the reason why I pulled you over? He's trying to get you to do two things. He made you committed a traffic violation, or to get you voluntarily to start a conversation with him. Because remember, he's not your friend. He should not be trusted. The only thing you should say is, I'm going to remain silent, and am I free to go? They might start asking you personal questions such as, where are you going, where have you been, and who did you see? I went to point A, to point B, and I'm going home. At no point is the perfect time to exercise your rights or answer by asking, am I free to go? None of their damn business, but if you keep asking, am I free to go, you'll have to speak up verbally and ask if you're allowed to leave. Otherwise, the courts will presume that you wanted to stay and talk to them on your own free will. And then the other thing is, the people in the car need to shut the fuck up, too.
Oh, yeah, they do.
You always get that one Philadelphia lawyer in the back seat.
A couple times I've gotten pulled over and I had a car full of people and I tell them all the time, don't even open your mouth, just sit there and shut up.
Yep. Because they lie to get you to talk. There are many ways they will all try to trick you into talking. So it's safe to say these magic words. Am I free to leave? If I'm not, I'm going to remain silent and I want a lawyer. Repeat that, Stacey. I am going to remain silent, and I want a lawyer.
I'm going to remain silent. Am I free to leave? If not, I want a lawyer.
You'll have to stay here and answer my questions. You're not leaving until I find out what I want to know. I have evidence on you, so tell me what else I want to know, or else they can fabricate fake evidence to convince you to tell them what they want to know. You're not a suspect. We're simply investigating here. Just help understand what happened, and then you can go. If you don't answer my questions, I won't have any choice but to take you to jail. If you don't answer these questions, you'll be charged with resisting an officer or obstruction. Your friend has told the whole side of his story, and it's not looking good for you. Anything you want to say in your defense? Yeah,
nope.
I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to talk until my lawyer's present.
Yeah, exactly. They like to prey on the weakest person and a bunch of people to get them to, like, fold over.
And the other thing is, if you get a public defender, always make it clear to the judge that the public defender is not representing you, but merely is serving as your counsel.
That's a good point right there. It really is, but I'm going to tell you something. One of the last run-ins I had, I used public defender, and this guy was a spitfire. Let me tell you, he did a fantastic. I don't know, you know, if he was going to be leaving his little public defender job soon or what. He was young, wasn't over 30 years old, and he knew his shit. And he just, yeah, he worked it well. I was shocked.
Well, the last time I got pulled over, I asked him, why'd you pull me over? I pulled you over because you were swerving. Well, yeah, I usually get distracted when somebody with a gun is following me. He got pissed.
Yep.
He got pissed.
Wait, you know that? When did he not get pissed? It'd be nice if you got pulled over one time and they come over to you and they'd be like, hey, man, what's going on? Did you know you had a taillight out? You know? No, they come over with their big bad attitude. License and registration, please. I can't.
Yeah, somebody sent me this one. It says how to get a warning and not a ticket. I ain't gonna waste my time on that one. But
people think with that you do a lot of kissing ass while the cops got you pulled over. That kissing ass can have you go right to jail. You just shut up.
Yeah, basically.
You know, I mean, you could do the no sir, yes sir stuff and whatever, you know, but you don't talk. Don't even ask them how their day is going. Who cares? Do you care? Do I care? No one cares.
No.
Check. You're going to laugh at this. I'm like training to run a 5K for next year, okay? Now, the girl I'm running with, I said to her, I'm like, look online for some local 5Ks that we can just experiment and begin to do.
Yeah.
First one that comes out of her mouth is for the city of Fall River, one town over. It's a cop that got shot in the line of duty, like, I don't know, 15 years ago. And I looked at her, and I'm like, are you freaking insane? What the hell's the matter with you? And she says, well, don't you worry. I'm like, no, I don't. I said, I'm good. I said, can you picture me running alongside of 10,000 uniforms? I'm like, no, not me. I'm all set. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, me of all people, you want me to go run in a cop marathon? No, that ain't happening.
They just had a 5K in Carlsbad, which is the next town south of me. And the same guy from Kenya won it. I think it's like his fourth year in a row.
Wow.
One guy looks like he's like 6-something. He weighs like 120 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's like no fat on him at all.
No, he runs like a gazelle, that motherfucker.
Yeah, my uncle's been running his whole life since the Air Force, since he was a kid. And he's done the Boston Marathon a couple of times and a couple of big other ones that are around the country. Well, he like officially retired from it, but his daughter does it. She's like... Man, she's all over the place with that running and hiking. She likes to do that rock climbing, hiking stuff. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's really into all that. I'm hoping, you know, that my knee stays in one piece so I can at least do one within my lifetime.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We shall see. What, did we lose Nora?
No, I'm here.
Oh.
Remaining
okay.
Silent.
There you are. The quiet.
So I like it. Just listening.
You know, since writing season's coming, I want everybody to understand that writing season brings renewed emphasis on motorcycle safety. Because motorcyclists have the same rights and responsibilities as other drivers on the road. Beginning of spring means many things to many people. For some, it means baseball season and barbecuing. For others, it means walking along the beach, soaking up the rays. For motorcycle riders, it means finally being able to get back out on the road and enjoy what many of us are many more of a lifestyle than a hobby. Look twice. You know, a lot of people look to the left, look to the right, and then turn. Make sure you make that second left look or you're going to get a bike in your door. You ever seen that commercial?
Where the motorcycle hits the car door?
I think it's
an insurance commercial.
Yeah.
A dude to Mayhem, Allstate. Yeah.
Yeah, it pulls up to the corner, pulls up to the stop sign, looks right, looks left, then looks right, then looks left again as the bike's coming through the door.
Yep.
Same thing, you know. That's why, like, a lot of times when I split lanes, I look in the mirrors. The rearview mirrors on the door. Because basically you can see who's on the phone or who's texting or whatever. Because they're not looking at the road. But, nobody understands, you know. I don't know if people ever figured out why when a dog's riding in the car, he sticks his head out the window yet. Huh? You seen that one?
The dog, say it again.
I said no, and people still haven't figured out why a dog sticks his head out the window when he's riding in the car.
Why does a dog stick his head out of the window when he's riding in the car? Smell the change in the air?
Don't want to be in the car.
Well, so then why do they run up into the car?
Because it's the way they're trained.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Supreme Court just said the other day, and I'm going to speak to a police officer, as well as they told people to know your rights. You know, in Salem, Oregon, this is I think Australia's here. Because you know what Oregon did now? They got two bills in the House, 2679 and 2851. I'll put the link up in the chat room. You can go look at these two bills. But basically what they are is an attempt to crack down on gang activity. Oregon lawmakers are considering a bill that would make it a crime just being linked to a club. Big question is, how would authorities decide who's a club member and who's not? The bill says any group of three or more people. You understand that?
Yep.
Like I tell you all the time, three or more people whose main purpose is criminal activity, as commonly known name or symbol, and regularly engages in criminal acts, would be considered a criminal street gang. They track it right now, but there's no law against belonging to any particular gang, club. They say gang, but I say club. If that club is repeatedly tied to criminal activity. You know, not everybody's tied to criminal activity. You know, even the police motorcycle club in Arizona. You heard about that, right?
There's police motorcycle clubs everywhere.
Oh, no, no. In Arizona, they got in a bar fight. Beat the hell out of a guy.
Really?
They tried to squash it. They're called the Iron Order. Yeah, look up Iron Order.
Let's not go there. Them motherfuckers are, sorry, excuse my French, they're over here too. And they're a bunch of raven friggin' lunatics.
Yep.
They think they're a bunch of wannabes. And I mean, I really shouldn't be running my tongue, but the fact of the matter that we've got like several charters over here, and they're derelicts is what they are.
Yeah.
You know? Well, they all belong riding down the road with big pacifiers in their mouth.
Yeah. Say hello to Ryan.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Hi, Ryan.
How are you?
Good. How's it going, man?
Good. Freezing our asses off out here in Colorado. What's up with all this snow this time of year? Don't care for
it. You can keep
well,
it
you got the rain. And you got the drizzle that turned into rain and then turned into snow when it got to you.
Yeah, it started off rain here and made everything slicker and shit, and then snowed on top of it. And of course, the wind blows all the damn time, so that doesn't help. But
no, it was 70 and nice here in Rhode Island.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, hey, I've been waiting for this weather.
Yeah, but don't wait too long or enjoy it while you got it, because the shit that Ryan got is coming your way.
Yes, it is. It's no fun.
Oh.
So who are we have on tonight?
Oh, Nora and Stacy.
Cool. Right on.
But, Bill called me today. So if you can make it there before 2 o'clock, you got to take his mom to the eye doctor. She's having a surgery Thursday.
Okay. that should be doable. Might be kind of tight, but I'll give it my best.
All right. Yeah, he said if you can get there before 2, because you can't change it.
Right. Oh, no, totally understand. Yep, not a problem. So and then when he heads out, the shop closes up. Are you still able to swing by anything?
No, we'll be there.
Okay. Right on.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, because I've got a shoot in Vegas at 8. Okay. I got a shoot at 8, probably take me 2 hours, and I figured I'd head out between 10 and 10:30 for your area, and it takes about 4.5 hours from Vegas.
All
right. So it'll be a flying trip, but I'll see if I can't push it a little bit faster.
Yeah, just once you cross into California, just be careful on the 215 going to the 15.
Okay.
They're all over the place. They hide underneath the viaducts over there, so you can't see them until you go by.
Oh, nice. What color cars are they driving out there? Are they black or are they white?
Black and white.
Okay. Right on. They got weird color silver out here. It looks like a regular sedan. They're hard to pick up on.
Yeah, they don't have a... Don't have the light bar on the top. It's in the back window.
Okay. Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the chippies.
Yeah, it's just
chippies, you can't miss them with that big gold helmet.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent you some pictures of the gal that's going to be meeting up with us over there.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay.
That should be a good shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be here Thursday after that, he said. So
okay.
we haven't figured out how we're gonna do everything yet, but it should be handled by the time you get there.
Okay, that'll work.
And then other than that, nothing else really.
What was the rest of that?
Oh, nothing. Not I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
I was talking about that Bangbo in Oregon, there, and basically what this bill will do, will give a judge authority to kind of drop the hammer on anybody, and we're seeing more and more of, they're seeing more activities, so they want to get it stopped. And if they,
right.
Anyone found guilty of a crime tied to club activity could also get a stiffer sentence under the bill.
Wow.
And then you go into the NCIC computer with the special designation is gang related.
They're getting a little bit nuts with some of these laws they're putting through.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
They're going to stir up a lot more shit than they need to.
Yeah, the ACLU up there said their criminal bill is too vague.
Mm-hmm.
And they also said the breadth of the bill and the confusion of definitions or lack thereof risk violating a defendant's due process rights because that defendant is not on notice of what activity is criminal. And they also argue current laws are strong enough to crack down and urge lawmakers not to advance those two bills. But the link's up in the chat room.
Okay. Y'all have to pull that up and look at it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. They've got laws out there in place that they don't enforce. So instead of enforcing them, they write up new ones that are so vague that they can make anything fit underneath it that they want to.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, not anymore.
Yeah. So, and then that, I kind of touched briefly last week before we were getting off the air about Hickenlooper wanted to bring in the Secret Service to where they had jurisdiction over local police and sheriffs.
Yep.
Well, he talked about that on Monday, and what do you know, today they pushed the bill through the local Senate here, and it's passed. So now the Secret Service has priority over the local law enforcement.
Yeah.
They've got the arresting power over the sheriffs and the local police departments. So he did that so that he could enforce his gun control laws that all the sheriffs and everybody in the police department wouldn't back because they said it was unconstitutional.
Right.
So now the Secret Service can come in and just handle that for him.
Right.
It's a bunch of crap. He's as mad as that guy that's in Washington. No, you can't get a bill passed. You do what you have to twist enough arms.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous.
On Friday's page of the blog. There's a thing on there. It's called Laws of the United States. And it's got at least 40 different links on there with all the contents about every local law, contract law, criminal law, tort law, civil procedure, substantive law, criminal or procedural law, tons of uniform law, all kinds of good shit is on there. All you can do is click on one of them. It'll take you to anything you want to find out.
Right on. Yeah, I don't get it. I see all this crap that they're putting through, and it just pisses me off more than anything. You know, he's talking about how the the founders of our country tied his hands with the Constitution.
Yeah.
Well, no shit. They set it up so that you couldn't take over with tyranny, and what's he trying to do? So, of course, they tied your hands. That was their job. You know, good job, everybody. It pisses me off.
Yeah. Nice. It's like every day it's something different on how to fuck with everyone.
Yeah. And it's mostly done under the table. They'll, you know, throw something out there to get everybody bitching, and then they'll pass something else behind us.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then I heard something the other day about that Monsanto treaty. Some of the places came out and said that, you know, they need to know what's in these products that they're producing. And the group that runs the Monsanto group, or whatever the hell they call themselves, came out and said that anybody that tries to force those regulations are going to get sued. So it doesn't make any damn sense. Completely going off on a tangent from what you guys were starting on. Well, sorry about that.
No, that's all right. It's, you know, it's like the next one I was going to talk about, discrimination on the basis of clothing or club membership is illegal. Because law enforcement loves this shit, and they're probably going to be posing bikers, posting comments, and feeding into the hype. So some of the articles that I put up, you can click on the bottom and go and comment. Some where I know you're going to get a bunch of morons.
Mm-hmm.
Just turn it off.
Yeah.
Because they're all involved in criminal action. I mean, a guy pulled up to Bill's a week and a half ago on a fat boy with shotgun pipes and a beanie helmet. Just got off work for the city we live in. And he told me that one of the guys that was writing tickets, when he leaves, he does the same thing. He wears the same helmet. He wears the same helmet he writes tickets for.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where they think they're above the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can write them and enforce them, but they don't have to follow them.
Well, you know, there's this, like out here by us, in Supreme Court ruled in the case of Cohen versus California, 403, U.S. Title 15, 1971, that individuals have the constitutional right under the First Amendment to wear clothing which displays writing or designs. In addition, the right of an individual to freedom of association has long been recognized and protected by the United States Supreme Court. Thus, a person's right to wear the clothing of his choice, as well as the right to belong to any club or organization of his choice, is constitutionally protected. Persons or establishments who discriminate on the basis of clothing or club membership are subject to a lawsuit. Don't subject yourself to civil or criminal penalties and to expensive and time-consuming lawsuits. Don't discriminate against people wearing colors and motorcycle attire. But yeah, they go in whenever somebody groups decide where they're gonna, you know, go one night or whatever. If they go to one or two or three nights in a row, the cops go in the next morning and sweat the owner and tell him that they're gonna start fucking with his liquor license if he doesn't put up signs that tell those people that can't come in. But what they don't tell him is that they can be sued for doing that.
Right. Well, you can be sued for discrimination if you don't let him in, I'm sure. But then the fact that the cops can step up and tell a private business owner who can and can't go into their establishment. So, I mean, that's definitely overstepping the boundaries of what they should be able to enforce.
Mm-hmm.
In private property, you can do whatever the hell you want. But it's getting to the point where that's not even the case.
No. No.
So it's like that gal saying that your children don't really belong to you. They belong to the community.
Yeah.
yeah, what the hell is that? If that's the case, send your kids over because I want to take them shooting. You know, well, that wouldn't fly. But they'll damn sure put their laws and do all the crap they want to do.
Yeah. Ah, it's getting worse by the day. Worse by
yeah.
the day.
Yep. Then with all of our sequester and we don't have any money and we've got to do all this other bullshit with the government, Obama sends $680 million to Russia for helicopters. The hell is
yeah.
that about? You know, it doesn't
probably,
make any damn sense.
It's probably to do with all the nuclear bullshit that North and South Korea are whacking off.
Because right now, the United States Navy has a laser that can take down anything.
Yeah, but the Russian government. The Russian government also threatened them, too. So it wouldn't surprise me if we were both countries were in cahoots with a little bit of something keeping an eye on them. Because I don't think Russia wants to go down just like we don't, neither.
True.
We're not going to go down. There's a link on
the... It may
not
be pretty, but...
There's a link on the... There's a link on the website. The Navy unveils the powerful ship-mounted laser.
Yeah, I watched a video about that. That thing's pretty badass. It takes down that, it looks like a stealth, but it's some sort of a drone.
Yeah.
It didn't take long, I think 15 seconds or something like that, and that thing was crashing.
Yeah, and then it showed you a picture of shooting up from the ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, that's nice, but the fact that we've got this guy over there threatening to nuke us, and then he's going to do a test run, and we're okay with that, it's just stupid.
Nah, I think he's just rattling the sword.
Yeah, you know, when somebody says something like that, we ought to just bitch slap them and drop a couple bombs and say, think about that, and, you know, work on
your
attitude.
He's already screwed. There's a bunch of ships over there already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, we got shit we can put right through the fucking window of your house while you're sitting at the table and hit you.
Right. Yeah, we got some pretty high-tech stuff out there, and you figure the things that they're releasing now that they're willing for the general population and for other countries to get a hold of, chances are that's extremely outdated material because, you know, we're not going to release our high-tech stuff for everybody to know about.
No.
So, you know, they're a lot further advanced than what you see on these Discovery channels and the making of stuff.
It's just like your computer. They're already 10 years ahead of us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's all kinds of stuff I put up here. If people would just read it, they wouldn't have all the problems they have.
Right.
You know, I mean.
No, that's the sad thing about society, though. You can give them a whole bunch of information that tells them everything they need to know, but they would much rather turn on the TV and find out about Kim Kardashian's kid and all the mental stress that she's going through than they would reading a document that's going to not only help their education, but make them more vigilant and prepared if something hits the fan.
Well,
people are lazy and they want their entertainment and, you know.
Yeah. Just since the first of this year to today, we got 2,184,182 people.
So that's good. That means the numbers are rising for you. So hopefully everybody's keeping track of what's going on and, you know, taking the time to read through what you have on that blog.
Yep. I mean, we got Japan, Indonesia, New Zealand, France, Sweden, Russia, Australia, Germany, Canada, the United States, Argentina, the Ukraine, the United Kingdom, South Africa. They're all over the place. France. Still Denmark. Like today, Denmark 5,260 68 people. Brazil had 11,326 people.
I love you all, but my phone's going to die. Good night.
Right, see you later.
Good night. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I don't know what else to. I don't know what else to say. As long as they can, it's there and it's all good and it's all tried and true stuff. All you need
right.
to do is all you need to do is use it.
Exactly. Yeah, unfortunately, by not acting and not stepping up to the plate, it's almost as though we're showing that we don't have the resolve it's going to take to follow through with anything. We're just kind of backing down, so to speak.
Complacent.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah, it's a little bit disheartening with how things are going right there.
Yeah. You know, it's like the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration just got a ruling that they can bypass public comments and adopt rules directly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want a direct final rulemaking process when the action to be taken is not anticipated to generate adverse comment. Therefore, providing notice and opportunity for comment would not be necessary. So there's a link on the website. It's the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to bypass public comment and adopt directly. At the bottom of that page, there's a link. So I suggest everybody go and submit a comment. Because what they want to do is, they don't have to do shit, they're just going to do it.
Right.
And then in Nevada, you'll like this one, because the bill raising the speed limit in Nevada to 85 miles an hour passed. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that. And that's in Nevada?
Yep.
Nice. I'm going to make some pretty good time rolling through that state then.
Yeah, this is in it passed the Senate committee on March 27th.
Nice.
Yeah, so just make sure you check the signs.
Right, just in case they haven't swapped them out yet. I don't need to get pulled over for 85 and 65 without realizing.
Mm-hmm.
That'd make for a bad day.
Well, no, it's 85 to 75.
Okay.
65 when you cross into California.
All right. What all do they have at the border of California? Last time I went through there, they stopped me to check for fruit and everything. Is that still the case?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're coming to fruits and nuts.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So do they search vehicles, or do they ask you, or how does that work?
They'll ask you.
Okay.
But if you look suspicious like you do, they're going to search you.
Right.
Make sure you're wearing clean jockeys.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, normally I pack, but I wasn't sure if I should, if I'm going to be driving through there, if anybody's going to come through the vehicle. I don't want to be caught with anything that's going to get me in trouble.
No. You'd be all right.
Okay.
But, nothing else, really.
Okay.
What else you got going
on? I've been just getting packed up and ready for this little trip I'm taking. So the roads and everything kind of had me nervous, wondering about how long it's going to take me getting out there. But I think I'll be fine once I make it past Grand Junction. It looks pretty clear from there on into Vegas and then off to you guys.
Yeah.
So, so I'm going to be heading out first thing tomorrow morning, probably about 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
I'll roll into Grand Junction sometime around noon or 2, and I'll spend the night there. And then I got to leave there between midnight and 1 o'clock in the morning to be in Vegas at 8 o'clock for that other photo shoot. Then hammer that out, and then I'll be heading to your area. So it'll be a good trip.
Right. Yeah. So, should be all right.
But, yeah, once I make it out to where you're at, I'm not really on too much of a time crunch. I don't have to be into Lake Tahoe until Friday at 1 in the afternoon.
Okay.
So I figured I'll hang out there and just see what happens and then head out sometime around 8 or 9, I suppose, and roll on up to Tahoe, probably check into the motel about 5 o'clock in the morning, time to crash out for a couple hours for the rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. All right, well, if something happens, give me a call. But I'm gonna I'm gonna let Everlast take us out with what it's like, and we'll talk to everybody Thursday.
That'll work. All right, good night, everybody. We'll talk to you later.
Good night.
Good night, man.
I know what it's like.